Do you like when a man cries? Are you cool with that, ladies? You can text us at 92925. It's Vinny and Nikki in the morning. I got together with three very popular Montreal men to ask them some tough questions that Montreal women wanted really honest answers for. So we got John Bowman from the Montreal Alouettes, Elias Makos from BT Montreal, and Kat Spencer from here at the Beat 92.5 and the Beat Saint Cassette, of course. So what a part of our conversation went towards crying. And yes, the cool thing was actually all three of them were okay with like admitting that, yeah, like sometimes they cry. Is it something that you guys like try to hold back from?
I don't hold back.
You don't hold back.
You know, I'm a crier. Obviously, the last time I cried was when my baby was born, but I cry at things that make me happy. Like just watching a TV show and just watching World of Dance and I find out their story and then they perform well. It just hits me. My father was a crier as well.
Yeah.
When he used to watch my sister sing, he'd have tears down his face and I used to make fun of him. And then I went to see my sister perform recently and I started crying.
Aww.
So it's just those happy moments.
Right.
For sure.
Yeah. I don't hold back as much. I find myself crying in very, you know, peculiar moments when I least expect it, you know.
Really?
But when you feel the cry come on, like I embrace it. I don't fight back the
tears.
You
don't fight back anymore. No, you've grown up.
I think it's healthy, right?
Kim Kieran, what do you feel about men crying?
I'm on the fence. It depends on the situation. It's just, you know, sometimes a little too much.
If anybody's crying all the time, it's going to be annoying, male or female.
Birth of baby, right? My goodness, of course.
My wife makes fun of me, though. She's like, you can't be crying at this. Like, we're watching The Amazing Race. Like, really? Like, why are you crying?
Okay, so I asked the three guys when the last time they cried was. We started with John Bowman.
Well, I cry before every game.
You do?
Wow. Because, I mean, it's weird. It's not that I'm scared. Obviously, I've been doing it for 20 years. It's that I'm proud of myself. And, like, a lot of people doubted me to make it. I mean, it's the CFL. It's not as glorious as the NFL. But I can name a million guys who would rather do this than wake up and punch a clock. So,
yeah.
And just that, and to think of, like, where I've come from. Because I had a rough upbringing. And my family, my aunt, who adopted me and brought me to North Carolina from a bad situation in New York City. It's just, like, all of those thoughts rush me. And all my teammates, I was, you all right, Bo? We've never seen you. And that brings, like, that makes me tear up.
I'm gonna cry right now hearing that story.
But it's not a sad, like, oh man.
It's
like, yeah, exactly. I appreciate my moment and guys see me crying and be like, oh, what's wrong with him? But that's it for me.
When's the last time you cried, Elias?
Oh man. I was watching something on Netflix. I mean, like, I don't know, it was during last time I cried was probably during a TV program.
Okay.
I get emotional during TV now.
In like, my, this is us?
In my 30s, I now get emotional watching television. It is so weird, you know?
I understand. Yeah. I think it's the morning schedule, too. It makes you a little more emotional.
It's so loopy in the afternoon. Absolutely.
I cry at commercials. Kat, you cry, right? I've seen it.
My last time I cried was during John's story about 30 seconds ago.
I know. Okay, fair. I'll take that one.
That brought a tear to my eye,
made
too.
Made me want to cry, too. One question. I know I've said the word harsh a lot, but it seems a little harsh to me as well. However, my Facebook friend, who's a therapist, actually asked the question. I'm like, maybe she has a point. Like, maybe she's onto something. This might be something that she's seeing in her clients. I had to ask it for that reason.
Hey, guys, it's a trick question is what you're saying. This is coming from a professional doctor.
Professional psychologist, certified.
Brush up on my Sigmund Freud.
Okay, we're ready.
Certified psychologist asked, why do men hide the truth? Why do they run away from responsibility? And why can't they be upfront? And why do they skirt confrontation? I told you, it's not me. Don't get mad at me.
But why is it men?
It's
who
not
do
my
that?
Question.
I think, and I'm gonna make this brief because I'm not the expert in this. I just think people are scared of repercussions. So, like, if I did something, like if I break a dish like I did this morning, I'm lying. I'm just not gonna be like, oh, I broke that dish. I'm gonna be like,
why?
Unless somebody finds out about it, I don't know.
Why?
Yeah, that's because I don't know. I don't want confrontation.
See, it goes back to the conversation about omitting information. Like, I feel like to most women, omitting information feels like a lie. It feels like a lie.
I don't know. That question sounds very stereotypical. And as you were reading
that's it, a loaded all, question.
All three of us were ready to, like, throw this table. I don't know. It doesn't seem like a fair question, to be honest, from a guy's point of view.
I want you to read that question.
Yeah, read it slower.
Why do men hide the truth? Why can't they be upfront? And why do they skirt confrontation, which you said you do?
Yes, non-confrontational.
Right.
Why? So, I would rather... Why have an argument or discuss if we could just discuss
but
it?
But do women not do the same thing?
Yes.
No, exactly. Women, no, we're like in there. I will ask you a million questions. I will talk for 75 hours straight to try and figure something
out. Because that's what you do for
out.
A living.
You're really good at it.
Like, it's not something people do. It's mm-hmm. human nature.
It might be a little bit opinion. About how you're talking about how our brains are wired too. Like, we have like questions. There are things that are coming up. There are things that we're thinking about in response to something that might have happened. So sometimes we want that to be put at ease a little bit, and that only comes from like having a conversation.
That's because women don't accept answers. You guys, while somebody, say if you ask me, hey, how are you today? And as I'm telling you, you're thinking, okay, what I'm going to ask
him today. I know how he is. I know what he's thinking right now.
But I'm going to ask him this. Yeah. I mean, you know, because you guys don't accept what it is. You know, it's inception.
It's very true. Sometimes we will give you an answer. It's just not good enough. So what? You know what? Just give me a script. What do you want me to say? I will say it to you, and I'll try and be as convincing as possible.
And because men are generally not great communicators, we use so many less words. The women are thinking, well, there's got to be more. So here comes the next question and the next question. It's like, no, I told you already when I answered the first question.
Yeah.
That's why I don't like confrontation. Too many words.
Too many words.
I agree.
I have to say again, because we're getting a lot of texts at 92925, that was not my question. That was a question that was submitted by a psychologist.
Yeah, but if a psychologist can't even answer it, how does she expect any of us to?
Any man to answer
it's
it on
the
that
age old question.
That's a good point.
All right, and this will continue tomorrow with these three amazing gentlemen, right?
It will, yeah.
Awesome. Looking forward to that. You can check out the videos on our Facebook page at the Beat 92.5.